With all this new tech and remote schooling, what are the privacy implications? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we're taking a look back at some of the shows from 2020 that touch on issues we think will be even more pertinent in the coming months. One of those, unfortunately, is remote schooling, because, man, are Monday mornings more complicated than they used to be. One question we've gotten a lot is what all this new schooling tech means for privacy, how much data is being collected about our kids, and how it's being stored and used. The good news is there are a lot of rules around all that. At the federal level, there's the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA, FERPA, the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, and there are over 100 state laws dealing with student privacy. Bad news? Not everyone knows about them. Amelia Vance is with the nonprofit Future of Privacy Forum.
It's pretty locked down. You had a lot of fears as ed tech was spreading in schools back in 2014, 2015. Thousands of student privacy bills have been introduced. And so these bills ended up restricting, you know, companies from selling or sharing without consent or targeted advertising or really doing anything with student data that parents and policymakers wouldn't approve of. But there are still some tensions there about, you know, when a company isn't for education and data is shared with it, they're not covered by these student privacy laws.
It sounds like you're describing a system of laws that really could be effective, assuming basically transparency and enforcement. So do we have those two things?
I would say we're definitely not quite drowning, but we're certainly inundated with student privacy laws and protections here. Most people don't know about them. Teachers, there was a great survey by Common Sense Media a couple of years ago that said only 25% of teachers had been trained on student privacy. And many of the laws that have passed aren't necessarily passed down to the school districts who are supposed to enforce them.
What do you worry about with respect to the data collection around kids?
Where I get really worried is where there's, you know, weak security and there might be data breaches. And these aren't sort of the data breaches that we often see reported where it's, you know, identity theft or something like that. Instead, we see the possibility of sensitive information about someone that they just don't want future employers or their future college or even their peers or other parents to know about, things like disciplinary history, health issues, special education status. And we know from research that the number one thing that kids care about when it comes to privacy really is that interpersonal privacy, you know, keeping their business.
Amelia Vance is with the nonprofit Future of Privacy Forum. Tell us about your remote learning experiences and your questions. Email us at mptech@marketplace.org and hang in there, parents. We can do this. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. This is it, folks. It's almost time to ring in the new year. And while we all want this 2020 to be over, time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. Give right now at marketplace.org/givetech. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.